You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Man, we got local, we got state, we got national, sometimes the international. And yeah, we cover down on all of it. Like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, listen, there's an organization out there that is doing amazing things. I mean, there's several good school choice organizations. One of them that keeps coming to mind, though, for me is American Federation for Children. And the American Federation for Children, I think they were in like a third of the articles that I just went through in the last half hour. But somebody who I am proud to have served with in Montgomery, who was a staffer working on issues just like this, was Ryan Cantrell, who is now the National Director of Governmental Affairs for the American Federation for Children. And he's been on the show several times. I thought I'd just reach out to him again and say, listen, you know, hey, new developments, come on. And he said, sure. So Ryan Cantrell, how are you doing, my friend?
It's good. I'm doing great, Phil. Excited to be on with you today.
Well, thank you for making time, man. I appreciate it. Hey, listen, one of the things that really caught my eye, Corey DeAngelis, who also works with your organization, he said the dam is breaking. It does appear that we have a sort of a sweep going of Republican-led states.
It's really amazing. The last 2 years have been incredible with the expansion of school choice. Just in 2023 alone, 17 states expanded school choice across the country. But I think what's the most incredible statistic of that is of those 17 states, seven of them actually passed programs that allow for every single child, every single family in the state to be eligible for a school choice scholarship.
Yeah,
that is just, it's just incredible to think of where we've come over the last two decades. You know, we were starting out with hyper-targeted programs that, you know, we really wanted to make sure that we were serving the folks who needed the most, and we'll continue to do that. And these programs do continue to do that. Every single program out there that that does allow for every family to be to get a school choice scholarship also prioritizes those low-income families that need it the most. But it also allows those folks who may be just over what an income limit might be, but who are still struggling, working two jobs to pay for their kids to go to private school. And really, that's what all of this is about. It's about empowering parents to make those decisions without having to sacrifice, you know, the quality time they want to spend with their families at home in order to do that.
Well, let me ask you something. I mean, in your position, I mean, you're now the National Director of Governmental Affairs, so you're interacting with, I'm sure, state legislators and other public officials and school boards and all of it. And so I'm sure you've heard every excuse and seen every argument, and you know what the resistance can be. But despite the fact that there are good organizations like yours, I think it also seems to be coalescing around what you just said, an empowerment of parents. I think parents are more empowered right now, and as one state, then two state, then seven states makes a decision, all it does is empower people in other states to recognize what they can have too.
That's right. And I think that's what we saw in 2023. I think that's why you've seen this flood of states go to, you know, quote unquote, universal programs that allow all families. They're doing that because they saw what Arizona did in 2022. Arizona was the first state to really go all in on this. Governor Ducey, you know, really leading the charge, state legislators in that state, you know, Republicans with a one seat majority in both chambers. Everybody got on board with this decision and moved forward. And then you saw the trickle down effect from there with, you know, seven more states over the course of the last 12 months enacting universal school choice. So, but it's no surprise. I mean, parents are super interested in this right now. Families are super interested in this and who wouldn't, you know, want to have more say over where their child goes to school. But we're seeing, you know, super majorities across every party, across every demographic in polling, shows that they support school choice and giving these options to families. So, yeah, I mean, Corey's exactly right. The dam is breaking, and I think it's just going to get even better from here.
Well, and listen, you and I both know Alabama pretty well. I mean, you're seeing a broad picture now. You're seeing the big picture, actually, nationwide. But speak to us like where our listeners are right now. Here in Alabama, I mean, back when we passed the Accountability Act in 2013, it was a landmark piece of legislation, and we almost had to just kind of run the table, so to speak, to get it in there with the fear. I remember either Del Marsh or Mike Hubbard one saying, the fact that we passed this bill is living proof that our offices weren't bugged. And yet here we are now. We have a super duper majority in the Alabama State House, and yet the AEA is bragging this past session that they take credit for having killed this bill. What are your thoughts on where we're headed? We're hearing good things, but what do you know about Alabama school choice?
I mean, I think at the core of all of it is exactly what you just said. Is you have a teachers union out there who is dedicated. I mean, this is what they work day in, day out to ensure that they do is to fight back against these policies that would allow families to have more of an option. And truth be told, if I were selling a high quality product, I wouldn't be all that concerned about, you know, getting competition in another place. You know, high quality public schools shouldn't have anything to worry about, and I don't think they will. We haven't seen public schools, you know, defunded in any other state where school choice has been expanded. All this is it provides an option for families. But at the end of the day, I mean, it is their political clout, I guess, in Montgomery right now that keeps us from getting things done. I mean, when you look at when you were in office, Phil, and when that got done in 2013, it was largely because, the Republican supermajority at the time really pushed back on AEA's power. Despite the fact that they were spending tens of millions of dollars politically, we were still able to overcome that. But it's this political power that really does keep us from getting what we need to get done. That's one of the reasons that AFC started a super PAC recently, AFC Victory Fund, that's fully dedicated to spending, we're going to try to spend $10 to $12 million this next year, ensuring the right people are elected and pushing back against the teachers union political power in these states. And Alabama is just a perfect example of one of those states that needs some help in that regard.
I totally agree. And I'm so glad y'all are doing that, because I don't want to just say money talks, but the reality is money also helps people buy campaign signs and do the things it takes to run for office,
right,
which is no small thing. Especially when you're running for the state legislature. I mean, my race alone, I had a 4-county race, and I think I personally raised and spent $770,000 or something like that in my last campaign. So it's incredibly expensive, and it takes organizations like y'all out there to get that done. So I'm so glad y'all are taking that stance. Let me ask you this, too. Yeah. Going back to Alabama just for a minute, Governor Kay Ivey recently came out in an interview with Todd Stacey and said, basically that she does foresee some measure of a school choice, even a voucher type program or an ESA program bill coming out this year. First time she's been on the record seeming like she is leaning into it. And it hadn't been a whole lot from her since then. But what I'm saying is, it sounds like the governor is willing to sign a bill like that. Are you guys working with, or have you got your hand in the opportunity to help people draft this legislation?
I mean, I think there are lots of groups that are on the ground working, whether it's with the governor's office or whether it's the state legislature. There are a lot of folks, I think, that are going to be pushing broad-based school choice programs. I'm super excited to have seen the governor come out in full-throated support of this. And I think her exact quote was, she wants to make Alabama the most school choice friendly state in the country. I look forward to being a part of that, because, I mean, it's that. Alabama needs it. If you look at where our education system is today, we're not doing any better than we were a decade ago.
Yeah.
And that's despite the fact that we're pouring, billions of dollars in additional resources into the public schools. So I'm in favor of handing some of that money over to parents and letting them do what's best for their kids. But I'm really excited. I you mentioned at the very beginning of this, the dam is starting to break nationally. I think we're seeing the same thing here in Alabama. Lawmakers are seeing the writing on the wall, and I think this could be the year where it gets done.
Well, it's got to, because we're down to the wire. I mean, there's not much further down towards the bottom of the barrel that we can go as an institutional system. I think the only way we can see this, you know, not continue to fail and get reappropriated and fail and get reappropriated is to break things up and put a little free market into the school systems. And then I guarantee you, we're going to watch those schools. They're going to rise to the level of their competition, I believe.
And that's what we've seen. That's what we've seen all everywhere across the country. And study after study has shown, you know, school choice programs not only improve education outcomes for those who participate in the program, but it also improves educational outcomes for those who stay in the public school system. So why, you know, the fact that we haven't done this yet, you know, boggles my mind a little bit. It shows that we haven't quite paid as close attention to the trends and the positive outcomes in other states, but I guess better late than never at this point, and it's time for us to get it done.
All right, well, let's get her done. In the meantime, I'm glad you're a part of it. Ryan Cantrell, National Director of Governmental Affairs for American Federation for Children. We appreciate your time today, bud.
Hey, thanks, Phil.
All right, take care. All right, well, there you have it, choosing choice. We're going to keep doing this until they do something about it. And then what we're going to do is take victory laps as we watch things get better. In the meantime, we're going to move to number two on the Triple Dipper, the Speaker Rodeo. What? Yep. We are herding cats and roping goats in the Speaker Rodeo. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.